This is episode 2389 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to the final episode of our series this week. This week, we've been exploring the theme of managing conflict. In each episode this week, you have discovered a different meditation technique and some insight along the way to help you manage conflict in your life. And this might have been conflict for you that is more personal. Maybe it's about a situation in the world. Maybe you're having trouble making sense of all that's happening in the world these days. Or maybe, and very likely, there's conflict with others that you might be managing. You have had the challenge this week to seek help from others. This has been a challenge where you've been required to put yourself out there a little bit, maybe past your comfort zone, to connect to others in a more meaningful way, allowing them the grace to help you. You might have been talking to strangers, asking them for directions, or asking for help. You might have been reaching out to loved ones. Whatever it is, I hope that this week you began to realize that the world is actually not such a scary place, that there are people who are willing to help you, to stop what they're doing, to take notice of you and to help you. This week, you may have noticed that you didn't always get help if you asked for it. I know there were a few times this week where I wasn't rewarded with help when I initially asked for help, but I continued to ask for help, and I eventually got help. So this is a really important lesson, because sometimes we can feel as though we're all alone and no one will really help us if we get one rejection. Sometimes it's not so much a rejection, is that other people don't really know how to help, or it's not in their own comfort zone to help. So it's more of an issue with them than it is with you. When you ask again, not in a harassing way, but rather sometimes if you ask in a different way, or if you give some time and patience and then ask for help again, you may find that you are rewarded with help. So this is something that I encourage you to continue doing, especially during these times where we can feel more and more isolated from others. So reach out and ask for help. And of course, and I know you likely do this anyways, help others. Even offer to help them before they have the chance to ask you for help. Begin to notice others around you, becoming very aware of situations and emotions, and doing what you can to soothe people's fears. Know that if you'd like to go a little more deeply into this series or any series, the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try an entire week's series there absolutely free, and you get many tools to support you along the way, including a journal with a daily reflection question and a slowdown guide with the techniques and insight throughout the entire series right there at your fingertips, including an herbal tea to support you, and also a yoga asana, a yoga posture, customized especially for this week's series. So I want to share with you, before you're guided in what I consider to be the most important meditation of a week, I want to share with you some wise words of wisdom from one of your fellow meditators. This comes from Karina from Sweden. Karina writes, as a direct message to me on Instagram, the Sip and Ohm Instagram, and you can reach me there as well. She says, "This week I noticed that when I asked for help from others, they were very receptive to me. They seemed grateful that I asked them for help. I thought that they felt compassionate towards me for asking for help because asking for help takes a certain amount of vulnerability." Thank you so much, Karina, for your great insight, because when we do see others vulnerable, our heart softens and we're able to relate to and connect to others on a deeper level when we see their vulnerability. So continue asking for help. For now, I invite you to settle yourself down to get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upwards to the point between your eyebrows. This is referred to as your spiritual eye in meditation. Relax your body, noticing where you might be harboring tension. Begin to become aware of your emotions. And as you do so, use I statements. I feel joy. I feel relief. I feel anxious. Whatever it is you feel, state it using an I statement. Research shows that when you're expressing emotions involving conflict, using an I statement helps you to feel more accountable, and others perceive you as less judgmental of them. So use an I statement as you describe how you feel now. Use an I statement to describe how you feel about the conflict you've been focusing on this week. Mentally affirm, "I choose peace." Feel your heart begin to soften and open up. As you reflect over your week, think about the times this week when you felt you managed conflict well. Celebrate this progress. Consider the times this week when it was difficult to manage conflict. Maybe you even noticed the conflict become worse. Know that sometimes it can take time for conflict to be resolved. You may be at the beginning stages of resolving some conflict in your life and at more advanced stages with other kinds of conflict. Celebrate this awareness and growth. Now, relax your mind and body, letting go of your thoughts, rewarding yourself with stillness. Sit for however long you feel comfortable doing so, with mindful awareness, celebrating all you've done for yourself this week. You are so worth slowing down for.